Suck Up the Sun. That's right. That's what we're talking about today with two guests in studio. Andrew Dobbins of Intelligent Design, Air Conditioning and Plumbing from Pima County down in Tucson, and Rich Cooley from SunTrack. We're here talking about how we're going to use the heat of the sun to cool off your house the most cost-effective way possible. Before we go back to our narrative, we have a call from Glendale. I'd like to take Blair. Let's bring Blair into the conversation. Good morning, Blair.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. So my question is this. Rosie talks about this super cooling concept in which you cool your house in the morning, and then from 3 to 8 o'clock you turn off your heat pump because it's really expensive. And then after 8 o'clock, you can turn it back on again because the electricity is cheap. So my question for you is, in this case, when we attempt to do this, during the 3 to 8 time period, our house eventually is warming up so that by the time we turn our heat pump on after 8 o'clock again, the internal temperature of our house is 4 to 5 degrees higher than the thermostat is set at. And in that case, won't my compressor on my heat pump run at the high stage rather than a low stage because it's trying to make up such a difference in this temperature, and thus will this SunTrack climate system prevent that from happening and keep it running, the compressor running at the low stage in that situation?
All right, great questions, Blair. Will super cooling is what we call it up here.
Yeah.
And I tout whole house energy management computers and programmable thermostats. Off peak, I consume 90 to 95% of my electricity. I limit my peak demand to about 4. Blair, what you're saying is right. If you set your programmable thermostat up too high and let the house creep too far, it will have to work harder. So what you can do is cheat your programmable thermostat down a little bit. Don't let it get quite so hot. But I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter. Because off peak, you're running at 1/4 the power cost as on peak. So it doesn't matter that it has to kick into to high speed for a short while to regain the thermal balance. But you put a SunTrack system on it, and when are you generating the most electricity?
During the peak of the day.
On the peak of the day. So you're driving your compressor with the solar panel.
When an AC is at its worst and the capacity drops because it's really hot out, the SunTrack is at its best. So it drives capacity back up, lowers strain, extends the life, lowers the bill.
So Blair, you don't have to super cool with this system. You just keep your thermostat 68 24 hours a day.
That's exactly right, Rosie, because the neat part about this is it's a little counterintuitive of what we're used to doing here in the Valley and in Tucson and in places like Las Vegas. We try to minimize energy usage during the day and then cool it down when we get home at night.
Right.
In this case, you can actually let the system cruise during the day because it'll use maybe somewhere between 20 and 30% of energy normally, even at high noon or 3 in the afternoon at the peak temperature of the day. So now when you get home, you might have set it up a degree or two, but not much, and then you can bring it down. But what I do, to be honest, at my house and others that have this system is we figure out where our comfort is, we set it and forget it.
Just forget it.
Forget it, because the SunTrack also helps at night. And
You're beating the on-peak game.
Correct. That's exactly right. What it is we're flattening that curve.
Yeah.
To use the current vernacular. So what we're able to do is the compressor's operating in low range in the hottest part of the day because we're adding the BTUs, and the energy to the refrigerant normally done by the compressor in high stage.
Talk through what Freon does. In its natural state, is it a gas or is it a liquid?
So, yes, it's both. It depends on where it is in the system.
Okay.
So refrigerant on average boils at about 40 degrees. So it's really cold. And as you bring in the air, let's say your house is 75, over that coil, it evaporates, absorbing and trapping the heat into it. Water sweats off the outside, so you're removing water as well. And then the hot gas, well, it's not really hot. It's about 55 degrees, will go outside into the outside components. And then the goal of the outside unit is to throw the heat back outside. Well, you can only do that if you raise the temperature hotter than the outside temperature. That is the compressor's job. Squish it, raise the temperature, throw the heat outside, condensing it to a liquid, and then bringing it back inside to absorb more heat.
And it is an ongoing cycle. The Freon just repeats this cycle all day long.
That's indeed. Right. And what SunTrack does...
You interrupt. You jump in the middle of it.
We do, because the SunTrack system, the SunTrack hybrid climate system, now has this solar thermal device, this panel system between the compressor and that condenser, where it becomes hot liquid. And so what it does is it comes out of the compressor at a certain heat and pressure, goes through our panel, picks up additional heat and pressure, or maintains whatever the compressor is, allowing the compressor now to ramp down to first gear. Then it'll go through the rest of the system as if the system was in high gear. See, compressors originally, the you talked about two-stage and variable speed. The history of this is pretty simple. It used to be that compressors were single speed, like a 250-watt light bulb.
Right.
You turn it on, it comes on at max power, and then when it turns off, it drops to zero. Well, that's not really efficient. What if you only need half the cooling that that provides, where you're going to get all of it all at once? So then they came up with a two-stage compressor that was prevalent in about 10 years ago out in the residential market. That two-stage compressor starts at two-thirds of capacity, so it's about two-thirds of output. And then if it doesn't cool it fast enough, the compressor kicks up to high gear or full gear. That was the first of, you know, high-efficiency compressor that came out in the residential market. Secondly, now came the variable-speed compressor. So it ramps up to get the system going to 100% and then settles down somewhere between 20 and 40%.
And if I remember right, Train touts that the variable speed has like 800 different settings.
Yes, absolutely.
800 different speeds.
So, and I gather we're going to get into that in a minute.
You go from two stage to 800 stages.
That's right. Right. We'll talk about that.